Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey. A desperate plea by the Suffolk County Water Authority for the residents of four East End towns to refrain from non-essential water use has largely been ignored, officials said yesterday. Robert Brodsky reports on Newsday.com that the Water Authority, on August 2nd, declared a Stage 1 water emergency for the towns of East Hampton, Shelter Island, Southampton, and Southold, urging customers to stop all irrigation between midnight and 7 a.m., halt non-essential water use, and reduce shower times to ensure there is sufficient water for firefighting and other emergency purposes. But Joe Picorni, Deputy Chief Executive Officer for Operations at the Suffolk County Water Authority, said Tuesday the request did little to change behavior. Quote, "We sent people out in the middle of the night to take a look and see who was watering their lawns and who was complying," Picorni said during a panel of municipal and private sector water leaders in Melville, hosted by the Long Island Association. "Our people came back and said it would be easier for us to tell you who's not watering their lawn. So there's a real problem." The Suffolk County Water Authority's announcement came days after the state put Long Island and more than 20 other counties on drought watch. Picorni said the authority has sent targeted emails and robocalls to customers. The message, he said, is still not getting through. "People are just so concerned with their lawns and don't want to see their plants died," said Joe Picorni, Deputy Chief Executive Officer for Operations at the Suffolk County Water Authority. And the weak response by East End residents to a call for them to not water their lawns overnight. A state judge yesterday decided that former Governor Andrew M. Cuomo does not have to pay back any of the proceeds of his $5.1 million book deal as ordered by the state's former ethics board. Michael Gormley reports on Newsday.com that the former Joint Commission on Public Ethics had ordered Cuomo to pay back his royalties for writing his 2020 memoir on leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic. Joint Commission on Public Ethics had said Cuomo didn't receive the necessary approval before writing the book and then didn't abide by requirements that he not use state employees or resources in writing and editing it. A decision by Acting Supreme Court Justice Denise Hartman in Albany states that the next step in an appeal or continued effort to claw back the money from Cuomo will be up to the new Ethics Commission, the Commission on Ethics in Lobbying and Government. Cuomo spokesman Rich Azzopardi said the attempt to claw back the book process was all about politics. Joint Commission on Public Ethics clearly, in an attempt to settle petty political grievances, violated its own laws and procedures, said the Cuomo spokesperson. Republican gubernatorial nominee Lee Zeldin is hoping Donald Trump will make it rain campaign cash next month in New Jersey, as the former president is scheduled to appear at a pricey fundraiser for the Shirley Long Island congressman. Zach Williams in the New York Post reports that Trump's guest appearance at the September 4th event signals he might take a more outspoken role in the gubernatorial contest in his home state after remaining neutral ahead of the June 28th GOP primary for governor. More involvement by Trump gives the Suffolk Republican a financial boost amid ongoing attacks by his Democratic opponent, Governor Kathy Hochul, over his ties to the controversial Republican president, who is unpopular in the Empire State and is mired in legal clouds following an FBI raid at his Florida residence. Tickets for the event in Deal, New Jersey cost $1,000 to attend a reception hosted by the Chira real estate family, $5,000 for a VIP reception, and $25,000 more for a photo opportunity with Trump, according to a flyer posted by NY1 to Twitter yesterday. The event appears to be hosted by the family of the late real estate mogul Stanley Chira, a longtime friend of Trump who died of COVID-19 in April 2020. Congressman Zeldin had just $1.57 million in campaign cash, according to financial disclosures filed last month, while Governor Kathy Hochul had $11.7 million ahead of the November 8th election. A Siena College poll released earlier this month found Hochul with a 14-point lead against Zeldin. The first of four defendants in the theft of more than $95,000 worth of purses and handbags from an East Hampton Village store in March pleaded guilty in Suffolk County Court in Riverside yesterday. T.E. McMorrow reports on 27East.com that Basima Davis, 34, pleaded guilty to grand larceny and possession of stolen property, both felonies related to the theft of the bags from the Balenciaga store on Newtown Lane in East Hampton Village on March 3, 2022, as well as a misdemeanor possession of drugs. She will be sentenced on September 23rd by County Court Judge Anthony Semph. Two of her three co-defendants, Ali Harris and Wazir Rogers, are due in court this Friday. Davis, Harris, and Rogers are currently in custody, as is their co-defendant, Jamal Johns. All four are from Newark, New Jersey. Davis, Rogers, and Johns have all been in custody since their arrest, unable to make the $50,000 bail Semph set for them. While the others have criminal records, Harris did not, and he was ordered released by Semph on supervised release. He has since violated his probation and now is in jail, too. A fifth person involved in the theft, a woman, is still at large and has not been identified by the police. She ran away when their getaway vehicle was pulled over in Manorville, and she has not been found since, supposedly. Barring further changes, it looks like the plan for an indoor ice hockey rink at Stotsky Park at Riverhead is now being shifted to Veterans Memorial Park at the Enterprise Park at Calverton, where it was originally proposed. Tim Gannon in the Riverhead News Review reports that a majority of Riverhead Town Board members said in interviews this week that they support locating the rink at EPCAL. Back in June, the Peconic Hockey Foundation, a nonprofit that seeks to bring ice hockey to the East End, met with the Riverhead Town Board and proposed bringing an ice rink bubble to Riverhead Town, with Stotsky Park being the target. The foundation planned to give the bubble to the town free, except for a $300,000 charge to move it from Cranston, Rhode Island. Troy Albert, president of the Wading River-based group, said the original plan was to locate the rink at EPCAL and that the town suggested the Stotsky Park location. The bubble is yet to be transported, the official said. Mr. Albert said the $300,000 that the town was originally asked to pay is no longer part of the plan. The rink is proposed to be placed in an undeveloped area just east of the parking lot at EPCAL. Riverhead Town Councilman Ken Rothwell said Peconic Hockey would specifically be using the grasslands east of the parking lot at Veterans Memorial Park. In terms of finances, Councilman Rothwell said in an email, they are not asking for any ongoing continuous amount of money. They are asking the town of Riverhead to assist with the overall development of the area, which we are currently doing, such as installation of bathrooms within Veterans Memorial Park. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.